Chris, they say a tale of two halves, but I mean, a Warriors performance throughout, probably, from everybody.
Yeah, and it had to be, didn't it? I mean, certainly in the run that we've been on, they put in a fantastic performance against Fleetwood on Boxing Day, and they've backed it up today against a very, very good Bradford side. I mean, let's not hide away from it. They're a good team, and they're going to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. But no, I was very, very pleased how our players went about it, especially considering we've got an abundance of youngsters in there right now.
There must be some tired bodies. I mean, because the first half was... You almost controlled it to an extent. The second half was, I don't know what they was said to them at half time, but Bradford came out with a lot more impetus.
Yeah, and I think, as I say, we tired a little bit, and we made changes from within, which aided us. But that's something that they've got to learn. I think the younger players, that you'll see games out, you'll see them through, but I'm more than happy how they're progressing. And I certainly knew that Bradford, you know, going in at 1-0 at home, you're going to expect a tough second half, which we did. But as I say, we weathered. I think the irony was the actual chance that they got come from a very good player from ourselves, where we've almost scored a second, and it's just probably a little bit of lapsed concentration, and it's allowed them in. But the rest of it, fair play. It was good play. And credit, because Bradford's have edged it in the second half, but we've held on, and we've managed to keep a point, so I was pleased.
A fine goal from Scott Burgess as well. I mean, as you say, I mean, it came a bit on the break as well, didn't it, from the chance that Bradford had?
Yeah, and we knew that we'd have the opportunity to counter-attack against them, and we'd allowed Scott to play a little bit more advanced than what we would normally ask of him. You know, fair play to him, he took it. You could see that Tom Pope had got good possession and took a gamble, fantastic through ball, and showed really maturity, but beyond his years, to finish as well as what he did.
I mean, I know it's difficult after a performance like that, where everyone's mucked in, to pick out individuals, but I mean, your keeper and your centre half, in both centre halves, to be honest. One of them, in K, put his head on everything, but O showed some real signs of like great awareness, and Lainton was all over the shop, diving to tip things away.
I think that's a pleasing thing with Jacob. He's a very, very good defender. It's a little bit of a dying art, and I think someone like Anthony alongside him, he makes him appreciate the ugly bit. And that's what I was saying, that the ugly bit is putting your head in. The ugly bit, I did say, is, again, a good player like Hansen, you may break your nose. It happens. It's football. But he did it, and he more than sort of coped with it. And as I said, Anthony, give a captain's performance, really. And you know, whenever it wasn't the box, he was challenging. If not, he wasn't challenging, he was blocking, he was clearing. And as I said, it's what I expect of a centre half, and being a fellow defender during my career. You know, it should be really a gimme, but it isn't in this day and age. But certainly those two did. And again, Callum Stiles, 16-year-old, to give a level of mature performance like he did, against some good players in Cullen and Law, you know, he showed he's more than capable of playing in this environment.
You've got a bit of a tight turnaround, haven't you? I mean, what can you do with your players over the next couple of days? Because I mean, it is so tight, isn't it?
Yeah, we've already spoken about it, and in what we do, the biggest thing is your recovery. You know, you're in tomorrow, and the food will be on straight after the game, fluids, etc. But the big key is that you'll recover. We'll wash down the game from today, the good, the bad, the indifferent, and we'll talk about what the plan is going to be against Sheffield United. So as long as there's nothing adverse in the morning, injury-wise, which I'm not anticipating, we're bang on track, ready for the game.
Will it be nice to get back to home soil? I mean, you've picked up two very good points on the road, but...
I think what's been pleasing is the level of performances of late. Even in the games where we haven't necessarily picked up the points, there's been some pleasing aspects. What you touched on the defensive side of things is what we've probably just had to address, and they've took that on board, so... We're a lot more solid than what we were, and we haven't been a bit more disciplined, and that's the key, in keeping players on the pitch and keeping players fit. So no, we're making progress.
And as annoying as it is when you've got enough players on your books who maybe aren't able to feature or on the way back, the transfer window opens and everyone wants to know whether you're going to be, you know, ringing other managers up and getting your checkbook out.
Yeah, that's already started. I think everybody is aware. Craig and me, that was one thing. I jumped back into the manager's seat and suddenly we're all talking to each other about, you know, what we can all do in respect of aiding us in our squad. So yeah, that's already started, and there's movement of things for that. As I said, it's just pleasing that we are getting bodies back. I'm going to get people returning from suspension. I'm getting people returning from injury, and also it'd be nice if we can, you know, a couple of things, irons in the fire, if they can bear fruition. So I'm a lot more optimistic going into the new year than what I am at the end of the new year. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, were you squeezing a beer or champagne tonight? With the bells,
no,
or are you going to be
unfortunately
watching video?
I'm quiet. I've took the decision to have a quiet one with the family. As I say, we're in work, and I'm used to it, and the family's used to it. You know, it's I'm sadly a little bit of a Grinch at Christmas time, and that's unfortunate nature of the beast. So, I'll see the new year in. I'll wish it well, and then that will be the end of me. So the family will expect that, and accept that'll be off to bed. So, but no, I'm pleasing end of the year, and I had two good performances, and it sets us up for a tough start to the new year, but one of ourselves, the staff, the players are looking forward to.